KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. This is Daily Scramble Live, our morning show with me, Tyler Russell, and that fellow, Jason Fetty.
Yo.
We got a lot of people in studio. We're going to talk about Laguna Anglers Fish Fry happening this Saturday. We've got Dee DeVito, Clay Berryhill, Steve Battaglia, and Vic Ireland, and Wendy Potter all in studio this morning. Hello, everyone.
Hey.
Morning.
Nice to have you. So why don't we just start? Why don't we just dive in to the fish fry, what it is? Would you like to just start by telling us about this Saturday's event, somebody?
Clay here. Well, the first thing is there's actually no fried fish, so that's a myth.
Misleading title.
That is a surprise.
Although many people have said, God, I love Mrs. Paul's. Really? Okay, we're going to have some. But actually, it's the fish is caught by the Laguna Anglers, and we can talk a little bit about what that means. Grilled at local restaurants and then brought to Bluebird Park for all to enjoy along with great side dishes from local restaurants.
Great. And could someone tell us what Laguna Anglers is? Because I imagine some people are still unfamiliar.
Laguna Anglers are three people that got together 9 years ago. Jerry, Alfred DeVito, and myself, Steve Battaglia. And we started a fish fry behind Laguna Beach Auto Supply, which was the best thing could ever happen. Brought a lot of people together. And eventually got bigger and bigger, so we moved it to Bluebird Park. And it's just an incredible event for the whole family. And one good thing about the whole community misses Jerry because he was the best person and the number one angler in my eyes.
We miss him. 2 years now, right, since Jerry's passing?
Yes, it's been 2 years. But we wanted to continue it on, and now Vic Ireland's in on us with us on the Laguna Anglers. But, Jerry's the best person. We all miss him.
Yeah.
And he was a great angler.
We're talking about Jerry Piper from Laguna Auto Park.
Were you frying fish at the time? It was fried fish at the time.
It was fried fish at the time. Like Steve said, Jerry was one of the best fishermen and one of the nicest person I ever met. Very nice. He loved all of us. We all loved him. As for you, let's talk about a bucket list. If anyone has a bucket list, like if you want to go see the Great Wall of China, or if you want to, the Great Barrier Reef off of Australia, or the Love Ranch in Nevada, whatever your proclivity is, you can't miss the Laguna's finest, biggest fish fry ever.
I see where you're going, okay.
Yeah. This is it.
You brought it around.
And now I'm going to turn it around.
Right, got you. Okay, all right.
That's the great thing about Laguna Anglers. You never know what angle they're going to take.
Nicely done, Clay. Are you guys fishing off of boats, or are you standing on the end of a pier?
Boats. All boats.
It's
boats.
Deep sea fishing.
And what kind of fish are you catching for this thing?
Most of it's yellowfin tuna.
And wahoo.
Right.
There's some wahoo.
Wahoo too, yeah. Great. And it's all going to be grilled, not fried.
Correct. Because
I was thinking it was going to be sort of fish and chip day. You know,
no,
battered and fried.
You're busy anyway.
I am busy that day, unfortunately. But it's been, I always hear about it every year, and I have missed it every year to my shame, because it's a really great thing that you do, and you're raising money for a great cause too, aren't you?
And when we first did it, we were behind the auto parts store. If you could believe what we did behind there compared to what we do now is 1,000,000% better. I mean, we were just a bunch of guys with a bunch of fish behind the auto parts store, dirty, greasy place, and everybody just had a great time.
Now, even though you guys provide a lot of the fish that you've caught yourselves, and a lot of restaurants chimed in here to bring side dishes like Mozambique, Gigi's, Tommy Bahama, White House, Adolfo's, Cafe Zulu, and Big Fish, people still are encouraged to bring their own items too, right?
Yes.
Right. That's kind of the heritage of this fish fry. It really was a bunch of local fishermen who had a lot of fish that were looking to do good in Laguna Beach and donate it to people, and the genesis of this was the old school potluck. We'll bring the fish, you bring your casserole, your salad, and me getting involved to help get this organized as much as I can. I want to stay out of the way of that tradition and let all of those things continue.
It's
bring your best dish to be shared by the community. Bring your cooler full of your favorite beverage, your beach chair, very much like a concert in the park kind of setup,
and tons of live music. Tell us who's playing.
Yeah, we've got a stellar lineup, and they keep coming at us. But live music by some of our greatest musicians. Nick Guy is going to be there. Bob Hawkins, Billy Sherman from Common Sense, Stan Hodson, Stan the Man, Marvelous, Eric Henderson, and we believe Paul Peterson's going to show up as well. So it's going to be a jam session. The music's going to start about noon, and the event goes from noon to four. So aside from the raffle announcements and the auction announcements, we should have music going pretty much the whole time.
Great. Cool. So Saturday, noon to four, Fish Fry at Bluebird Park, $10 or kids under 10 eat free, right?
Yes. Correct.
And let's talk about the cause. So it all benefits Glenwood House. There's a silent auction involved. Wendy Potter, tell us how this is important for Glenwood.
Well, we all know about Glenwood. It is a home in Laguna Beach here. It houses 50 young adults with developmental and mental disabilities. And we all know Glenwood would see the kids walking up and down the street. And I just can't thank Dee and Steve and Vic and the Anglers enough to benefit the Glenwood House. The last couple years, it's been a wonderful event. The kids love to come just to see them loved and needed and dance and the music. And we're getting pinatas made, things for Dee. We're going to have hot dogs. We're going to also have some great pieces of art. Robin Hires, a local artist, a longtime friend of mine, is doing an original for Glenwood for this event. It's called Summer Fun. And another couple other pieces of art. Avila's El Ranchito donated some tequila and some wine. I think there's going to be some money.
And I want to thank the Laguna Beach firefighters for donating hats and badges to all the kids. They're really good donators, and we want to let people know that they're part of it also.
Great. Well, it's truly a community event, you guys. I mean, it's the heritage in Laguna, so we're so happy it's continuing even after Jerry left us. So well done keeping it together. Go to Facebook, type in Laguna Fish Fry or Laguna Anglers. You can learn more about the event. Again, this Saturday, noon to 4 at Bluebird Park. Anything you want to add, Jason Fetty?
No, I think you're absolutely right. It's a real Laguna event. It's really, you know, locals kind of thing. And if you're new in town, I think this would be a great place to go meet some new people and some old people. Vic Island, somewhere in between.
Listener Vic will be there.
Listener Vic will be there representing the station.
The visor and the Hawaiian shirt, if you're wondering when you get there.
So, yeah, it looks like it's going to be great. And, of course, the musicians are fantastic. And I'm happy that it's it goes to Glenwood House too, that you really are helping a local non-profit. Thanks very much, guys.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
And, you know, Glenwood is privately funded. We are not government funded, so this is really important. Every little penny, dime, dollar really helps Glenwood. So thank you very much.